AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Under pressure from Syrian refugees, the Obama administration has announced plans to tighten a program that allows foreigners to visit America without a formal visa.
While refugees undergo 2 years or more of careful screening, visitors from 38 countries can avoid close scrutiny under what's called the Visa Waiver Program. But spokesman Josh Earnest says new rules are taking effect that will
improve our ability to identify individuals who may have traveled to conflict zones, enhance our ability to thwart terrorist attempts to travel on lost or stolen passports.
At the same time, he tells reporters here at the Global Climate Summit, officials are reaching out to governors worried about the refugees, with more frequent updates on those being resettled. Mark Smith with the President, Paris.
On the sidelines at the summit near Paris, President Obama met today for a half hour with Russian President Putin. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the two leaders talked about Turkey's shootdown of a Russian bomber near the Syrian border.
The president was able to express his regret over the Russian loss of life, while at the same time reiterating his belief that Russia and Turkey need to de-escalate the situation.
Putin says he and Obama have a shared understanding of how to move toward a political settlement in Syria, but he says incidents like the recent downing of a Russian bomber will get in the way of broader cooperation against extremism. The first group of prospective jurors in the trial for one of the six Baltimore police officers charged in the death of a black man has been sent home for the night. Jury selection will resume tomorrow. A white police officer accused of killing a black teenager last year in Chicago is out tonight on $1.5 million bond. This is AP Radio News. A top lawmaker says the congressional fight over Planned Parenthood will not result in a government shutdown.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the desire of Tea Party lawmakers to strip Planned Parenthood of its federal funding won't lead to a government shutdown. Congress needs to pass a huge spending bill to keep the government operating, and McCarthy says he does not hear a desire to shut the government down over the issue, despite a push by conservatives to strip the organization's funding, a move that would likely spark a fight with Democrats and the president. The spending bill is one of a number of key issues that Congress has to deal with before leaving on its holiday break. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The man accused of killing three people at a Planned Parenthood clinic last Friday in Colorado Springs. The dead included a police officer. That man has made his first court appearance today via a TV hookup from jail. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big.